Magandang umaga sa bawat isa. Siguro mag-uumpisa ako sa isang mga ilang katanungan. Para sa mga mananampalataya, ang tanong ko ay, kamusta na ang iyong buhay pananampalataya? Where are you at now in your spiritual walk? Sa iyong paglakad ayon sa pagsunod sa mga kautosan ng ating Panginoon. Siguro pangalawa, when was the last time you were so fired up in your, siguro sa mga mensaheng napapakinggan natin, sa mga turo, sinasabi natin, we are blessed in our church to receive preachings, faithful preachings from the Word. Pero ang tanong, when was the last time you were fired up? And yet, after a while, it died down. Parang mga ilang araw lang ang epekto, muli bumuluso ka na sa iyong buhay o sa iyong paglakad o sa iyong buhay pananampalataya. And perhaps, meron mga ganito sa ating kalagitnaan ngayon na sa ganung katatayuan. Perhaps you are struggling with your life, with your Christian life. And may mga ilan siguro, you get frustrated at times because seemingly walang nangyayari. Parang hindi ako umuusad sa buhay pananampalataya. And these are questions, ito yung mga katanungan, ito yung mga sitwasyon na kinalalagyan ng mga mananampalataya maging sa ating kapanahunan. At siguro, after this Sunday School of Ours for this morning, ang gusto nating makita at the end of this is that we will know what's missing. Malalaman natin kung ano yung kulang o saan tayo nagkulang at marahil magagawa natin ng remedyo o magkakaroon tayo ng pagtugon para tayo ay magkaroon ng mas masigla, mas mabunga na pananampalataya at pagsunod ayon sa kalooban ng ating Panginoon. And this is the topic we will be discussing this morning. Godliness through discipline. Ito po ay hango sa isang teksto na nakalagay dyan sa ibabaw, 1 Timothy 4, verse 7, and it says, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. So, another word for train is discipline. So, discipline for godliness. And before we proceed into the how, siguro ang mas gusto nating marinig ay yung paano. Kasi nga, ganito yung sitwasyon ko, ganito yung condition ko. Gusto kong maintindihan kung paano. But first, let's understand what godliness is. It is an old English word, godlikeness, means to have the character and attitude of God. Or a practical awareness of God in every aspect of life. Ito daw po yung ibig sabihin ng godliness. It is the attitude and the character of God. Or siguro to describe it in a more, pwede natin makita ito sa buhay ni Enoch. Ayon sa Genesis 5:21-24, when Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. So, mapapansin nyo dyan, dalawang beses may inulit ang author. Enoch walked with God. Now, kung titingnan natin sa bagong tipan, in Hebrews 11:5, sa Heroes of the Faith, ang sinabi doon ng author sa Hebrews was that Enoch also pleased God. So, ang ibig sabihin, this is the kind of godliness is the devotion, one's devotion of God in action. It is the personal attitude toward God that results in action that are pleasing to God. So, ito daw ang ibig sabihin ng godliness. And so the question now is, why do we need to pursue godliness? Ayon sa verse 7, 1 Timothy 4:7, it is a command. It is not an option for believers to choose, but it is a command. It is commanded by God for every believer. It is a privilege as well as a duty that we need to pursue. Kung ikaw ay isang mananampalataya, kung ikaw ay kumikilala sa ating Panginoong Jesus bilang iyong tagapagligtas at Diyos, wala po tayong option. We are commanded. In fact, in other portions of scriptures, it says, "Be holy, for I am holy. Be perfect, for I am perfect." Yun po ang utos sa atin. And it is the goal of every believer in life. Yun po dapat ang ating hangarin sa ating buhay Kristiyano. It is to be more like God each day of our life until we are brought back to glory. And another thing is that, ayon sa 1 Timothy 6 and verse 6, godliness with contentment is great gain. So, okay, it means that when we say that for godliness, it is not letting go and letting God. It is not talking godly, but living godly. It means that we do not drift into holiness just by itself. It needs a deliberate action. And it is not just talking, but living godly. And that is why it is not an option for believers. But secondly, not only are we commanded, but it is great gain for God's people. And it is because we experience the sufficiency of God's provision for His needs and the sufficiency of God's grace for every circumstance in life. Ibig sabihin, kapakinabangan ang godliness is a gain for a believer. And thirdly, ayon din sa verse na yan, it is valuable. It has value for all things. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 8, dito kino-contrast ni Paul kay Timothy yung tinatawag nating physical exercise versus spiritual exercise. Ang pinagkaiba niya, ang pagkakaiba ng dalawa na ito, physical exercise is of some value. But spiritual exercise or godliness is of every way valuable. Ganun ang pagpapaliwanag ni Pablo. And alam naman natin na we are in a culture that idolizes physical value. People spend much just to look good outwardly, but not in the inward. Yun ang paalala sa atin kanina, sa mensaheng ating narinig. And although fitness is important, mahalaga po yun, hindi sinasabi ni Pablo rito na hindi mahalaga ang physical fitness. It has some value, but it will not answer to the more eternal concerns of life. Kaya nga sinasabi rito, it is for eternity. Hindi lang siya may present value, but it is more valuable because it has an eternal value, yung spiritual exercise. And that is why spiritual exercise is far more important because of its eternal value for one's life. And of course, hindi ibig sabihin na porket ikaw slim, ay hindi ka na nagkakasala. So, physical fitness is good, yes, but there are more important things that we need to value in life. So, perhaps these are some of the things why we need to pursue godliness as believers, as God's people. And the question now is, how? Paano? Anong gagawin ko? Ganun na nga ang sitwasyon ko. Parang ang mahirap ako makaahon sa aking buhay spiritual, na para bang every week, parang I drag myself, I push myself, no end. And I am frustrated, I am pulled down time and again. So verse 7 tells us, for a believer, the secret to godliness, so to speak, or the The main issue is that discipline is the only means. Wala pong ibang paraan para tayo ay maging godly, to pursue godliness in our life, but to be disciplined. Ito yung sinasabi. That's why the word here is train for godliness. Or another text says discipline for godliness. We are to train for godliness, indicating unrelenting, persevering effort. Ang ibig sabihin po nito, ang discipline comes from the word kung saan natin kinukuha yung gymnasium or gym. And during the olden times, ito rin yung salitang pinagkukuna na it means naked. Because during the olden times, when they exercise to stay fit, they were stripped themselves of their clothes para mawalan yung encumbrance or so that there will be no encumbrance upon them. And that is why here we strip ourselves of anything that would hinder us in our walk of godliness. But the current issues we have, ang mga pagsubok o mga kahirapan na meron tayo sa ating kapanahunan, kaya nafo-frustrate tayo ay dahil dalawang bagay. Tandaan natin sa ating kapanahunan, ang palaging bukang bibig ng mga tao ay palaging instant. We want instant, quick results. Gusto natin, at a snap of a finger, wow, godly na ako o holy na ako. Ako ay sumusulong na sa aking buhay pananampalataya. Tapos na yung aking mga problema sa buhay. And in godliness, people take hold of that thought that there is such a thing as instant godliness. We are not being legalist. Legalism tells us that I will pursue godliness so that I will get favor from God. But discipline tells us, because I love my God, I will pursue doing things for the glory of God. And this, another issue apart from the what we call instant or quick results, is the disappearance of discipline in our vocabulary. Marami sa mga pulpito ngayon ay hindi na nagtuturo ng patungkol sa disiplina. Our mouth, we seldom speak of discipline. Our minds are not disciplined. And even our culture tells us that wala na yung mga disiplina, mga mainipin, wala nang tiyaga. We want easy, quick things to be done. And this is affecting, or these things are affecting us, even the church, because of some thoughts. And so, our life orientation as believers should be towards disciplining ourselves to the path of godliness. And there is no other way if we are to follow God's command for us to be godly people, to live godly lives for the glory of God. And tatlong bagay ang tingnan natin. Now, firstly, let us understand that godliness is an ongoing process. Tayo po ay namumuhay, tulad ng aking sinabi, in a society na quick fix. Gusto natin mabilisan. Ayaw na natin ng matagal, mahabang proseso. Gusto natin madali, immediate. Gusto natin na magkaroon ng steps. Di ba? People want steps. People to understand the proper way of doing it so they can follow it. And the Christians want to change too soon. In fact, bago tayo magkaroon ng isang maayos na pamumuhay or godly lives, we give up. That's why we do not pursue our Christian duties and responsibility. Kung hindi ko matanggap ngayon, forget about it. Ayoko na. Ganon yung attitude. Hindi lang ito ng mga kabataan, maging mga nakakatanda. Tayo, have been affected by these things in our culture, in our present generation. We are a culture, or we are a generation who doesn't have patience in doing things. Even in the manner we counsel people, we want, when I tell you, immediately I want you to embrace it and change. But that does not happen in the real life situation. Hindi po nangyayari yan. Because this is a lifelong struggle for every believer. And that is why the more important thing for us to discuss is for us to discipline ourselves. This means hard work. Hindi po ito madali. Hindi po ganun ka-easy-easy lang sa iniisip natin. It doesn't mean that pag nag-Kristiyano ka na, zap, ibig sabihin instant, nagbago ka na at that time. And this does not come naturally. We are not born into it. It is not a spiritual gift. Ang problema is many Christians are so-called lazy. Laziness is the enemy to godliness. Pag tayo'y tamad, pag tayo'y slothful, then we will suffer. Then we will fail in our God, in our walk of godliness, in our duty. So, we need to consider this as the essential element. It is a sustained daily effort. Siguro napansin nyo kanina sa initial topic slide, parang yung sa weightlifting, di ba? A weightlifter doesn't lift weights mabigat na kaagad. It takes time. Araw-araw, pupunta siya sa gym, maglilift siya una-una, yung mga magagaan, yung kaya niya, until such time, he or she builds muscles strong enough and at kalaunan, mabibigat na yung kaya niya. It doesn't work that way. It takes daily sustained effort for you to be the kind of Christian God wants you to be. And the key here is to obey the will of God. We have to obey. Obedience to the will of God is what is important. And so, siguro, how does this look like in the practical sense of the word? Paano ba natin ginagawa ito in the practical way? Now, of course, ang pinakasusi nito ay Luke 9:23. Ano ba yung sinasabi doon? To follow Jesus means to deny self, to take up your cross daily. Ito yung susi in a practical way as we do this hard work of disciplining ourselves through for godliness. The denying of self here does not mean denying something. Ulitin natin to. Several times this has already been discussed and taught to us. But uulitin natin that it does not mean that we deny something. It is not penance. Naalala ko nung bata pa kami, because of our former pag-Lent, hindi kami pwedeng kumain ng karne. Kasi yun daw yung aming form of penance. Pero ngayon yata, mukhang wala na. Kaya noon, mas mahal ang isda pag-Lent kaysa karne. Kasi walang bumibili ng karne. But now, wala na yan. I do believe wala na yan. So, this is not a form of penance. Rather, it is to deny the self within. Yung pong ibig sabihin niyan, it is self meaning our old desires, our old ways, habits, and sinful patterns. Ito po yung ating makalumang katatayuan at kondisyon bilang mga makasalanan. Dala-dala natin yan. Nung tayo niligtas ng ating Panginoon, hindi ibig sabihin, all of a sudden, burado na yon, nawala na yung mga pag-uugali, mga desires na yon. And that is why we can say that yung old ways natin were in fact second nature to us. It was because it was our day-to-day practice. We disciplined ourselves towards ungodliness. Yun yung ating former ways. But now, since you are a Christian, you have to say no to that. And there goes the issue. There goes the problem. Merong battle within. And so, that is why we are told, according to Luke 9, we have to take up our cross daily. Now, tandaan natin, it is daily because this will be our situation until the end of our life. It doesn't end somewhere in time before we meet Christ or before we are brought back to glory. It is a daily thing. And it means when you take up your cross, the cross here is an instrument of death. We have to crucify ourselves daily. Hindi pagpaparusa sa ating physical. But it doesn't mean carrying a heavy burden or enduring a trial. Sinasabi nga nila, ito yung aking cross na aking dinadala. Itong aking kaopisina na sakit sa ulo. O kaya a relationship, it's not your wife or your husband na nagiging pasanin mo sa iyong buhay. Hindi po yun ang ibig sabihin. It means going to the place of death, and it means putting to death the old life pattern. We have to put to death the old life pattern of the old man. Meron tayong mga kaugalian, meron tayong mga katangian o mga kagawian na kailangan natin puksain. And that is where we battle. That is we battle it each day and put it to death, because that will hinder us in our walk in obedience to God. But that is not only the issue here. It doesn't only mean that we need to put it off, but we need to put on. So when we put off the old man, the old nature, the old self, the pattern, the things that we used to do, which are sinful, which are not according to what God desires for us, we need to put on the new things. These are things in obedience to the will of God for our lives. This is what it means. Now, because of the fall, the image of God in us was tarnished. Dahil po sa pagkahulog ng ating unang mga ninuno, taglay natin ang pagiging makasalanan. And that is why it is through the new ways that we need to reflect righteousness and holiness, that is through Jesus Christ. Ito po yung daily battle and struggle ng isang mananampalataya sa kanyang paglakad tungo sa kabanalan. And the key here is that we have a capacity called habit. Siguro, may marami naman dito sa atin ang nagda-drive. Nung una akong nag-drive, palaging namamatay ang sasakyan pag pinapaandar ko. Kasi ang isip ko, nakatutok kung paano ko babalansin. Hindi pa siguro uso nung panahon namin yung mga automatic. Bihira pa yon. Ngayon, marami na mga automatic na vehicles. So, pagbabalansin mo ng gas at saka yung clutch. At dahil sa sangari mo na maibalansin mo, hindi ka nakatingin sa daan, nakatingin ka sa iyong mga paa. At doon ka namamatayan. That is where you fail. And minsan, kakadyot-kadyot yung sasakyan, maya-maya, namamatay. And many times, it is frustrating for those who were learning then. But, nung nasanay ka na, ano nangyayari? Hindi ka na tumitingin sa paa mo eh. Why? Because it becomes second nature. Diba? Dahil nasanay ka na sa pagpapractice mo, sa araw-araw mong ginagawa yung mga bagay na yan, it becomes second nature. You become used to it. It becomes a habit. Siguro, lahat naman tayo nag-toothbrush bago tayo pumunta rito. Iniisip mo pa ba kung paano ka mag-toothbrush? Ano unahin mo? Unahin ko ba yung toothpaste? Ilalagay ko sa aking ngipin bago ito-toothbrush ko? O ilalagay mo yung toothpaste sa yung toothbrush? It becomes instinct. It becomes natural for us. And this is a God-given faculty that is a blessing to us. Kung dati, second nature or instinct natin magkasala, para sa isang mananampalataya ngayon, we have to develop that habit so that we become, magiging second nature natin ay magbigay lugod. Luwalhatiin natin ang ating Panginoon. And that is where we need to struggle. We need to do this battle. Bakit? Kailangan natin, we need to evaluate our lives consciously each day. Ano ba yung mga kaugalian ko? Ano ba yung mga ways, patterns that I need to undo so that I may replace this with patterns according to God's will? And this means a conscious thing. We need to be aware of our life patterns. We need to evaluate them by the Word of God. This is to our Christian life should be a conscious living of the will of God and then changing or killing the old ways, replacing it with the new ways so that in time, this will become a habit. Sabi nga dito sa 2 Peter 2 and 14, even greed, naging greedy sila because they were trained to be greedy in life. In the same way, we can train ourselves to be godly, to pursue godliness, because this is what God desires for us. And this is possible. Change is possible in a believer because according to Philippians 2:13, it is God who works and will in us so that we may do His purpose and pleasure. Tayo ay pinagkalooban ng banal na Espiritu upang tulungan tayo sa ating paglakad sa kabanalan, sa kalooban, ayon sa kagustuhan ng ating Diyos. At ito po ay isang bunga ng banal na Espiritu in Galatians 5. Self-control. To control ourselves from the things that we used to do and we should not be doing now, we have the fruit of the Spirit, which is to the power of the Holy Spirit. And we can live God, we can pursue godliness because we have the power that is in us. Now, our salvation and glorification is the work of God Himself through the Holy Spirit. But it is in our walk of sanctification wherein we participate. Dito po tayo ay may tungkulin. Kanina, sinabi ko nga, we do not have to let go and let God. In our walk of sanctification, dito meron tayong ambag, may tungkulin tayo. Meron tayong responsibilidad. Kung ikaw ay isang Kristiyano, hindi pwedeng hayaan mo ang Diyos. Yes, we rely on the grace of God to the enabling of the Holy Spirit, but we have a duty to pursue. And that's why we need to discipline ourselves. It is the Holy Spirit's activity who gives us the strength, the enabling to pursue godliness because as a believer, the Holy Spirit is in us and gives us the power to accomplish God's plan. And when we say of our human activity, our duty, it is not just main or plain strength and resolve sa ating sarili. It is a grace-motivated effort because apart from our resolve to do what is the will of God, we are enabled by the equipping and the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is why we have endurance. Kung matatandaan nyo again yung prayer ni Paul for the Colossian believers, he was praying for endurance and patience. Yes, we need. It is God who enables us despite failures and embarrassment. Totoo, sa ating paglakad, we will face embarrassment. We will face failure because we are still struggling, depraved sinners. Though we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but we can appropriate the grace afforded to us through the enabling of the Holy Spirit. And oftentimes, the problem for believers, kaya hindi nagtatagumpay o sumusulong ang isang mananampalataya ay dahil may mali siyang pagkaunawa between sa activity ng Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit works in us and through us, it is ordinarily through scriptures. Kaya hindi po pwedeng lampasan natin yung mga kapamaraanan ng Panginoon para sa ating patuloy na paglakad ng kabanalan, ng pagiging ayon sa kawangis ng ating Diyos, ayon sa kalooban ng ating Panginoon, because we need to have a prayerful study and obediently practice God's Word. Someone said, the power comes in the doing. It is not in just sitting down, lying down in your couch, sitting on your couch. No, it needs for us to stand up, discipline ourselves to pursue what God has commanded us to do. And that is why we need to develop godly patterns by willing, prayerful, and persistent obedience to the Word of God. Ito po ang sikreto, pero ito po yung nangangahulugan ng ating tungkulin. Isang mahirap at mabigat na tungkulin, subalit meron tayong pag-asa, meron tayong katiyakan na malalampasan natin dahil ito po ay gawa o sa pagtulong ng banal na Espiritu. And we are familiar with this verse, 2 Timothy 3:16, 16-17. Scriptures is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be equipped for every good work. And another definition of grace is help. So, ibig sabihin, meron tayong tulong upang tayo ay lumakad, upang tayo ay sumulong sa ating tungkulin to be in godliness. And that is why we need to be reminded. Muli nating balikan ang nangyari in the fall. Anong nangyari sa ating mga unang ninuno? There were two choices: commandment-oriented life of love or a feeling-oriented life of lust. Ang pinili nila ay yung feeling-oriented life of lust. That's why they fell. Tayo, ngayon, ay meron tungkulin. Kung ikaw, kung sinasabi mo na ikay isang mananampalataya at hindi mo sinusunod ang utos, ang tungkulin mo for godliness, then you have to think, because the feeling-oriented life is hindrance to godliness. Hindi po pwedeng, wala ako sa mood ngayon, relax muna ako, pahinga muna ako. Hindi po pwedeng ating unahin yung ating pakiramdam kaysa kung ano yung inuutos sa atin ng Panginoon. Ang utos para sa kanyang banal, sa kanyang mananampalataya, sa kanyang iglesia, tayo ay, we have to train unto godliness. We have to discipline unto godliness. And we have no option, brethren. We have no option, my friend. And that is why, to conclude, let me read this in your handout. Self-discipline will have the greatest influence on whether you do well spiritually or not. Kung ano yung kahihinatnan ng iyong buhay spiritual, nakasalalay po yan sa iyong disiplina. Kaya natin magdisiplina para sa ating trabaho, para sa ating mga relasyon, para sa ating pag-aaral. Force tayo. But these things are just temporal. These things are just for the present. But we are called and commanded to discipline and to godliness, because godliness is for eternity. Kung ano yung ginagawa natin ngayon, kung ano yung mga hamon na pinagdadaanan natin, pakikipaglaban natin sa ating kasalanan ngayon, ay yung po ay paghahanda para sa hinaharap. It is a preparation for an eternity we will be having with our great God, with our great Savior. And that is what God wants for His people. Yung po ang ninanais ng isang banal, makapangyarihang Diyos para sa kanyang mga anak, sa kanyang iniligtas sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya, sa biyaya. At yun ang tungkulin natin. Kaya isipin natin ang ating mga sariling katatayuan. Nasaan ka na? sa iyong buhay panatili? At bakit nalulugmok o tila hindi umuusad? Hindi ka sumusulong? Marahil, ito yung kakulangan natin. At ito po ang pinakasusi, lalo na sa ating kapanahunan, kung ito ay applicable, ito yung utos or command ni Pablo para kay Timoteo sa kanyang kapanahunan bilang isang batang manggagawa, ito po ay ang susi para sa ating kapanahunan. It is still applicable. It is still the need of our time. And in summary, because we are told and commanded to live unto godliness or to be godly, a people of God, we have no choice, we have no option but to do the hard work of disciplining ourselves. But the disciplining, the hard work of doing the discipline, of disciplining ourselves, is we are not alone because we have the Holy Spirit to aid us, to help us, and we have the Word of God to guide us, to light our path so that we may pursue godliness for the good of others, for our profit, of course, but more importantly, for the glory of God. Sana yun po ang muling nagpaalala sa atin na hamon sa atin maging sa umagang ito. Any question or perhaps any reflection? Meron bang nagsa-struggle sa kanilang mga disiplina? Meron bang anything that you want to share that would be profitable for everyone here? Siguro meron kayong mga ganitong struggles in the past that na-overcome nyo sa biyaya ng Panginoon. Maybe it would be a form of encouragement to some of us here this morning. O hindi na tayo nagsa-struggle, tayo ay trained. We have been disciplined. That's why we are pursuing or we are pushing forward in our walk, our Christian walk in life. Well, when you speak of holiness, I sort of anticipated that, kasi ako rin, tinatanong ko rin, ano ba yung difference? Many times, they are used interchangeably. But of course, holiness means being set apart. And tulad ng ating description kanina sa godliness, it is not just being, di ba, normally pag sinasabi natin godly, it is the character. But it is the attitude, it's the attitude of God that will translate into an action that would give glory and that would be pleasing to God. So it is holy. When you say of holy, it is the main attribute of God, our thrice holy God. And when we speak of holiness, it is being set apart for God's glory, for God's work. And when we speak of holiness, it is to speak of, at times, of godly lives. But godliness is more than just the character itself. It is the attitude we have in our heart so that we may pursue. We will have that character and pursue things. Sabi dito sa pangalawang definition natin, it is the inner attitude of reverence which seeks to please God in every thought, word, and deed. So, merong similarity, ngunit meron din distinction, in short. And oftentimes, sabi ko nga kanina, nai-interchange natin ito. But there is a distinct difference of the two.
And maybe, just to add, baka they come together, yung holiness and godliness.
Yeah, when
in 2 Peter 3:11, since all these things are thus to be this, so what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? So they are distinct, but they come together. We cannot have godliness without holiness, and
yeah.
We cannot have holiness without godliness. Uh-huh. Possible na ganun. pwede ako mag-comment also dun sa, you mentioned about that we cannot live godly lives, or we cannot pursue godliness through discipline by ourselves alone. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. I was thinking when you were sharing yung kwento mo about the when you started learning pagda-drive, naalala ko when I started driving alone coming to the church, si Deacon Jun yung sumusunod sa akin para makauwi ako. Kasi takot ako noon. But using the same metaphor, the means of grace also are the help in godliness. Kasi that's my reflection, no? Na yung if you are not attending the congregational worship, if we are not attending the congregational prayer, it may be difficult to pursue godliness. Because the Lord speaks through the preaching of the Word of God and prayer as a means. So yung help na yun, it can be gotten in the context of a community of believers as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. Salamat sa pag-alala. Now, of course, the most important, it's difficult for you to discipline yourself unto godliness by your lonesome. Again, we go back to the basic foundations of our Christian faith, that we need to be in a community of believers, tulad ng binanggit ni Jean. It is where we are. God has in his sovereign will, plan, and purpose place us in a church, in a community where we can walk and live our lives unto Him as a community of believers. And of course, the most important thing is the means of grace. Mahalaga po yun. Kaya nga, kanina nabanggit ko lang is the prayer and study of the Word. It is the personal duty because there are people who baka isipin ng iba na community to. It starts with a personal duty and responsibility, which now, on a greater scale, brings you to a community of believers. It is first and foremost a personal responsibility. Kaya mahalaga po na ang iyong sarili ay dadalhin mo sa lugar kung saan ikaw ay makikinabang sa pagtuturo at pangangaral ng salita ng Panginoon. And siguro, as an application perhaps, to encourage and to challenge each one of us, it is perhaps, nung una, in fact, one of the questions we ask, I don't know, I think palagi itong tinatanong ni Pastor when we interview people for church membership, is yung attendance mo of the means of grace. We have a whole day, we celebrate the Lord's Day, a whole day, meaning we have opportunities to hear the Word of God for the whole day for the profit of our soul. And besides that, we also have a communal duty of prayer. We have our prayer meeting. And these are the means of graces that God has provided for His people to grow. And that is why it should encourage and challenge us to also pursue attendance through to these assemblies. And in line with the putting off, siguro dati, may mga iba tayong pinagkakabalahan, perhaps this should be an encouragement to us, no, to pursue all these means for our own spiritual profit. Paano po tayo uusad kung hindi natin binibigyan ng pagpapahalaga ang mga ganitong gawain na pinagkaloob sa atin ng ating Panginoon? These are important means. And we need to repeat these things time and again because that is the only way. Mahirap na makalimutan natin mga bagay na ito dahil ito po ang kalooban ng Panginoon para sa ating paglago, para sa ating patuloy na pagsulong, para sundin, para tayo ay maging kaaya-aya sa ating banal na Diyos. Anything more? Brother Eric.
I-share ko lang regarding dun sa contentment, no? You mentioned that contentment is one of the signs of godliness. Kasi kanina, nung breakfast, kaya kaming family, of course, nalaman ko lang officially tapos na yung school year, especially ni Duke, ano? And by the graces of God, tapos na, wala siyang binagsak, ika nga. And I shared din yung isang running course summa cum laude ay bagsak. No? So what I told my children was, you see how much blessings you got from God, you received from God. And then, sabi ko, and there should be really the balance. Ano? And it takes discipline to really establish the balance. Hindi lang sa pag-aaral, but even dun sa bahay. No? And at the same time, ibinalik ko sa kanila, everything should be anchored dun pa rin sa salita ng Diyos. And I don't think I can say that kind of statement to my children kung ako mismo, hindi ko ginagawa yun. I'm not saying that ganun na ako kadisiplinado. You know? By God's grace, I really thirst to pray and to study His Word dahil exposed ako sa maraming bagay eh. Exposure ko na nga lang sa ano ko, nahahamon na ako. Ito yung manifestation na yung ulo ko, di ba? So the thing is, if not because of the truth and power of God's Word, you cannot really challenge your children or instill that discipline kung hindi mo, ikaw mismo ginagawa yon. So, reminder yun, no? Hindi lang sa mga, no, but even sa mga kabataan dito, matindi pinagdadaanan ng mga magulang, pero we ourselves, ito, it's our personal relationship with God, and it takes grace, and of course, banal na spirito pa rin ang ano, mangunguna. Yun lang, experience.
Thank you, Brother Ike. Ganun nga talaga na as we struggle with the various old ways natin, sabi nga ni Brother Ike kanina, yung patience natin na hamon. And when we pray for help to overcome our various weaknesses, the wisdom of God tells us that we are brought into those situations that would challenge us and remind us that the grace of God is sufficient for us to fight or to enable us to be more patient in those situations that we are brought into. Yung ibig sabihin, when you pray for patience, hindi naman yon mangyayari kung hindi ka dadalhin sa mga sitwasyon o circumstance na nahahamunin yung iyong patience. And that would remind us that sa biyaya ng Panginoon, as a consciousness na meron tayo because we evaluate ourselves in the various circumstances that we are brought into, then when the grace of God is brought upon us to bear upon our hearts, then are we able to be more patient with others in our walk. Bawat araw, meron tayong paglago. Dapat, bawat araw, meron tayong 1-2 steps forward sa ating buhay, pananampalataya. Hindi 1 step forward, 2 steps backward. Patuloy dapat ang ating paglago. And that is why it means consciousness, it means day-to-day evaluation, perhaps repentance each day, and of course, by the grace of God, tayo ay patuloy na maging mabunga sa ating buhay pananampalataya. Dahil ito po yung tungkulin natin. Ito po yung panawagan natin nung tayo niligtas ng ating Panginoon. Meron pa po? Okay? Kung wala na, manalangin po tayo. Dakila naming Diyos, kami po ay nagpapasalamat sa simple at payak na paalala at turo na pinagkalob niyo sa amin. Tunay nga, Panginoon, na napakadali naming magbigay ng aming mga sarili sa mga gawaing pangtemporal upang kami ay maging mabunga at maisaayos namin ito. Subalit, may mas mahalaga kaming dapat pagbigyan at pagtuunan ng pansin kung saan nangangailangan ito ng disiplina sa bawat isa sa amin bilang inyong mga alagad, bilang inyong mga anak, dahil kami ay tinawag nyo para sa isang uri ng pamumuhay na magbibigay luwalhati sa inyo. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil sa banal na Espiritu, meron kaming kakayanan na gabayan, tulungan, puksain namin ang aming mga nakaraang mga maling paniniwala, pag-uugali, pag-aasta sa biyaya niyo at sa itulong ng Banal na Espiritu at maging sa katuruan na mula sa inyong salita. Meron kaming gabay upang mamuhay na ayon sa inyong kalooban. Subalit, Panginoon, ito'y nangangailangan na kami ay magkaroon ng kasigasigan, magkaroon ng pagpupursige dahil ito ay mas mahalagang mga bagay, dahil ito ay pangwalang hanggang mga kaisipan para sa aming mga buhay espiritual. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil sapat ang inyong salita para sa aming paglakad, sa aming pamumuhay bilang mga mananampalataya. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil meron kaming Banal na Espiritu na siyang magbibigay kalakasan sa aming mga mahihina at marurupok na kaisipan at mga kaugalian. Tunay nawa, Panginoon, na maluwalhati kami. Magkaroon kami ng resolusyon na sumunod at sumulong sa aming paglakad ayon sa inyong kalooban. Salamat sa mga kaisipan at katuruan ito. Tunay nawa na maluwalhati kayo sa aming mga buhay sapagkat ang lahat nito ay dalangin namin natiling sa pangalan ng aming Panginoong Hesus. Amen. Thank you at magandang tanghali po.